Shalom, this is Billy Brim, the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and the program you are about to hear is from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri.
And the Lord said to me, the world can't witness, they can't see me, but they can see my body, they can see my children, and they're forming opinions. Oh, he's helping us, isn't he? Don't you believe this is from the Lord? Yes. Praise the Lord. So Paul gets there, and then thank God for Rick Renner. You find out what all Paul received because the blessings were just around the corner. And remember, they brought in the dad, the king's dad, and he was sick and he got healed. The word got out and everybody came as a big healing, you know, meeting. And they were so blessed by it. They honored him with riches. He was so honored. And here's where the Greek scholar comes in handy. Rick Renner, he said they brought everything they had of value to him and blessed. Was he worried about, God, I need my bills paid. God, I need the money to buy a house, which he bought a house with that money. No, the blessings came because he made the right. Now, he goes on he says, I got to go, but I need a ship. And they gave him a ship from the port of Alexandria. He came in on a slave ship, like a 1976 Volkswagen thing. Remember those? But he's leaving in a Bentley. The port of Alexandria, according to Rick Renner, the Greek scholar, said that they had every bell, every whistle. They gave him this. Was he worried about a car and I need a new vehicle and I need... Come on. Blessings. Right? Y'all seeing this? And the witnesses were watching. The blessings will follow. You're going to have the most blessed year in your life if you make this choice. Is it easy? But no, but it'll get easier. Have I got it down? But I'm getting it down. Practicing, training. Come on, body. We got to get this down. We have too many witnesses watching us, forming opinions on us, and God created us to be a blessing. Speak blessings. Live in the blessings. That's my body. That's my body. That was the Lord right there. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Now, are y'all ready for this? You ready for the verse that really just changed me here? And the Lord gave it to me and spoke right after he said it. Now, remember what he said to me. He said, anytime you see blessings and cursings, you always think choice. So this is one of the verses that I came upon in my study when he told me to do that. Romans, wait, before we get there, let's look at James 3:10. Let's look at this on your screen, if you would. So blessings and cursings, remember, that's choice. Come pouring out of the same mouth? Surely, my brothers and sisters. This is not right. You want to operate in the power on Sunday? And you're cursing on Monday or Tuesday? What? Some political person or whatever, or government or whatever, gas prices, whatever. Traffic, somebody pulled up in front of you, whatever. Come on now. I choose blessings. That's more than just words, it's actions. Amen? Come pouring out of the same mouth. One translation says, stop it now. Hey, can you hear me? Testing? Hello? Stop it. Stop it. Amen. Now, mama would have done it with more love, but I got to coach you there. All right, Romans 12:14. This is the one that the Lord spoke to me right after I read it. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Now, I started to study this. I thought, that's choice. Blessing and cursing are together. Lord, you told me to say choice, so I'm saying choice. It's a choice when somebody when somebody does you wrong, no matter where, you have a choice to either do what you were created to do, not only reap, but you have to sow, and not only in your actions, but your words. Bless, that's why there's no time out, period. I didn't mean it, I was joking. I don't think God was joking when he created man and said, bless, blessings or cursings. Now, Paul, who lived this, Paul knew. He had to know something. He knew the blessings were coming. If you bless and not curse, they'll come. Can you imagine? You know, I think about calling, it's like calling mom. It'd be the same thing as calling Paul. Trying to talk about something, you know, or somebody. Mom would never let us talk about somebody. What you're about to say, she would say, isn't going to glorify God in any way. Because I'm picking up that it's not. Well, probably not. Then Mama would a lot of times say, then let's pray for him. And it may have been something they said about my mama. Now you're getting personal and do the mama thing. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Brother Hagin, did she not give that example? What did he say? Isn't Jesus wonderful? He chooses to bless the Lord instead of curse the people. Cursing, we're not talking about just curse word. We're talking about anything not edifying. It's the same thing. It's the same thing that grieves the Holy Spirit in Ephesians. It's the same word. Grieves the Holy Spirit. Grieves him. So, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, let's get back. Oh, Paul. I want to talk about Paul. Paul had to know this like a champion knows. In the ninth inning is two outs and bases loaded. Sorry, Royal fans. But anyway. I mean, I've been there and you know, you win and lose, and you learn off that and whatever. But champions know. You know, they know. And I thought Paul knew. Now, did any of you in here ever take history in school? Did you pass? Okay. I was preaching and teaching this in Boston. Everybody say Boston. And I'm in the hotel room. And I'm in Boston, not thinking of where I'm at. And, or near Boston, right near Boston. And I'm like, God, what did Paul know? I needed to know. You can't rejoice in prison. It's just not you. Your flesh doesn't like that. Your flesh likes to accuse and point fingers and defend yourself. How can he do this? He had to know something, Lord. And I'm walking around and I'm praying and he had to know something. He knew something. He knew something. I don't know what he knew, but Paul, everybody say Paul. Where was I? Boston. And all of a sudden, I start doing this. Now, you can think it's a silly, I don't know if it was the Lord or whatever, but I said, the blessings are coming. The blessings are coming. I started going around my hotel room. I ain't kidding you. I did that. Reminds you of Paul Revere. He is like the Paul Revere way before. You understand what I'm talking about? Of the blessings. So understand when you read, when he talks about this, because he wrote this. Bless and curse not. When somebody does you wrong, because the blessings are coming. Paul is not going to join in your pity party. I don't even know if he would hang with you. Don't get offended. He still loves you, but he probably wouldn't hang with you because he wouldn't want you to block the blessings. Blessing blockers. So I studied this, and the word bless is two Greek words. Study this for yourself. Don't take it just from me. It's two Greek words, eulogos, you meaning good. Everybody say good. Logos meaning words. Say words. Now put them together. They get the word eulogy. What does eulogy mean? When is a eulogy given? Somebody, and in honor of him, you don't speak how he really was. I had somebody come tell me, that is why I'll never be a preacher. Why? Because I know that guy, and there was nothing good about him. But a eulogy is good words on behalf of the deceased. That's where they get that. What was Paul telling us here? He's talking about your words that come out of your mouth. Speak good words only and curse not. Blessings and cursings and what you say are a choice, right? And the Lord said to me when I studied that, never underestimate the power of your words or the choice of your reaction when somebody does you wrong, because you are now making a choice whether you block the blessings or unleash the blessings. How many blessings have we blocked? You know what the Bible says, a faithful man will abound, because he chooses, even in those times. He chooses, even in those times. Blessing. That's the sowing. Keep sowing. You'll reap. And curse not. He gave us two things to do. Bless and curse not. And the Lord said, never underestimate the power of your words or your next reaction, because that's a choice you're about to make that affects your life and other witnesses. Say, I choose blessings. I choose blessings. Blessings and cursings come from the same mouth. It should not be this way. Praise the Lord. Now, the church is filled with unblessed Christians. I wonder why. And God created us to be blessed. We are his body. Now, let's pick it up. Amen. Chip, is it easy? I never said it was easy, but it's getting easier. I just preached this at our church, and I pulled out on the interstate with my son Caleb on Highway 75 going north to Alaska. No, I was going south to Tulsa. But anyway, and I did everything. I'm a pretty good driver. I was a driver's ed teacher for 15 years. I had a lot of reasons to plead the blood.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we are happy that you have been with us for a session from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Please contact us at billybrim.org, that's billybrim.org, or 1-800-972-3447, and please do mention that you've heard our radio broadcast. You can even write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.